Coming up on the Shelley Irwin Show podcast today, Kent Career Tech Center offers an open house coming up. We had a preview. Gilda's Laugh Fest 2026 needs volunteers. We talk about how you can help. Mathnasium opens in Grand Rapids. We get the details. Junior Achievement of the Great Lakes introduces Gen Alpha to personal finance education. And do Pilates this winter and beyond at Beauvais Pilates.
Kent Career Tech Center offers an open house, sharing opportunities for students to get career and tech training, plus college credit and more. Let's get the mic check from those involved. Christy Laufen-Vance, good morning to you, Christy.
Good morning. Look at the right
Christy.
Thanks for having us.
I've got a Christy and a Krista Harmon. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Yeah, let me get into the details with what we are to discuss. You, Christy, an assistant principal at KCTC. Congratulations. Thanks for your leadership.
Thank you.
And you, of course, Krista, workforce development consultant, working together very strong. More opportunities than ever for kids to get career and tech training, plus that college credit. Take it away, Christy.
Yeah, at Kent Career Tech Center, we serve juniors and seniors around Kent County. We have over 25 different programs, from hospitality to networking and cybersecurity, health careers, engineering, welding, mechatronics, all the things. We have it, so many, and they're all free for students.
Nice. And these are real world, real learning experiences. Who can attend the Tech Center, Christy?
We serve juniors and seniors around Kent County, and we just want kids who are interested in working with their hands, getting those real life experiences, working towards certification, so they are ready for all of their next steps, whatever those next steps may be.
You dropped a couple of specifics. Let me just make sure we've got the backup: nurse tech, welding, mechatronics.
Yes, robotics. Yes.
Robotics. Mm-hmm. Diesel, construction, engineering, networking, cybersecurity. Where were you many years ago? Is it free for all students to attend?
It is free for all students to attend, absolutely. And we welcome them to come see us at our open house coming up on February 4th and 5th from 5 to 7 p.m. And it's open for friends, family, anybody who wants to come. My son is a middle schooler, and he will be attending that open house so he can start seeing what those options are for him.
Nice. We get all the details before we say our goodbyes and take our pictures. Krista, you're part of the workforce development team. How does KCTC help prepare students for life after high school?
Well, it's such a fantastic opportunity for young people because they get to do hands-on learning, and in every program, whether it's criminal justice, healthcare, manufacturing, they're earning industry certifications that get them ready for the workplace, and they also have the chance to do internships, so they get to work alongside people in the industry. So it's just a great opportunity for young people.
Yes, and they want, I mean, what the beauty of this is, if students going in the medical field should want to go in the medical field, they may find out that they may be more of a welder, and criminal justice, manufacturing as well. Are there a lot who have gone to KCTC working in our community today?
Thousands, yes. Back in the 70s and 80s, it was called the Kent Skills Center. So now it's called the Kent Career Technical Center. And so we are starting an alumni network to reconnect with them and have them be part of these young people's lives, whether it's maybe hosting job shadows or tours of their places of business now. So we're hoping to reconnect at our upcoming open house.
Good. All right, Christy, let's get into the open house coming up. Specifically, the days, when and where?
All right, so we are located at 1655 East Beltline Avenue. It is February 4th and 5th from 5 to 7 p.m., and everyone is welcome. You're going to meet our instructors who are professionals in their field and now professionals in the classroom teaching, and you'll get to meet many of our students who are in the program right now who are excited to share what they're currently working on and where all of this skills training is going to take them.
You want the moms, the dads, the caregivers, and the kids to all attend?
Absolutely. Friends, family, anybody who's interested in supporting this kid in their next steps.
Great. Is there a registration that's needed?
There is no registration needed whatsoever. You can come on in from 5 to 7 on February 4th and 5th.
That's next week, I think, isn't it? Doing math. Anything else on that? Let me, while you're thinking about that, this includes alum as well, right?
We are so excited to connect with our alumni, and I hope anyone hearing this who went to KCTC will come on down, see what's changed. We have a meet and greet, in our auditorium in the building near the Beltline, the closest building to the Beltline. And we will give tours at 5:30 and 6 o'clock, so you can come see all the different programs.
Yeah, and actually our center is two buildings now. We've got KCTC East and KCTC West that houses all those 25 programs, wow. So you'll be able to explore both.
Yes, but where am I actually headed for the events?
You're going to go 1655 East Beltline Avenue.
Wonderful. Google will take me anywhere, they say. And so the tours, 5:30 and 6. I'll stay with you, Krista. There have been a lot of changes, I trust.
Our programs are very responsive to the needs of our local employers. Mm-hmm. So yes, from the 70s and 80s, things are very different. We used to have banking and small electrical repair, and now we have mechatronics and CNC machining and all sorts of healthcare. Even our medical assistant is a big demand here in town. So we are always being responsive to our local employers and needs.
Just an off-the-cuff question. I'll go back to you, Christy. If an employer is hearing this, or as an alum, he or she can reach out to provide an internship?
Absolutely. Contact anyone at our school. We'll get you in touch with the right person. We love to partner with our businesses, either having our kids come out to you or having you come into the center to talk about what you're looking for and what it's like to be in that program.
Now, here's a fun fact. The students are making cookies for you. What's this mean, Krista?
Our hospitality program are really expert bakers, so we'll have a ton of cookies. So come on out, meet us. Alumni, you can meet us in the auditorium at the 1655 East Beltline location. And again, we're giving tours at 5:30 and 6.
Back to the big picture, Christy. Again, your students, 11th and 12th graders?
11th and 12th graders in Kent County. They can be public, private, charter, or homeschool students. We welcome everybody.
And does one need to start thinking about this maybe near the end of their 10th grade?
Absolutely. During 10th grade year, many people are already coming in for tours during the year, but this is our big event that's open in the evening so families can join as well to see what their student may be getting involved in. And like I said, my 8th grader is going to go.
Yes. Yes, a little pressure there, but I'm sure I wonder what he or she will study.
He is interested right now in digital animation and game design, but like I've told him, our studies show that 1/3 of students who come for a tour change their mind about what they're interested in, and so I'm excited to see what he decides.
Very nice. Krista Harmon, Workforce Development Consultant, what do you end us with?
This is a great opportunity for young people. It's free, so come check us out because you never know what's ahead until you check it out.
Details one more time. Christy Laughlin Vance, Assistant Principal, Kent Career Tech Center, please.
Yes, we are looking at February 4th and 5th from 5 to 7 p.m. at 655 East Beltline Avenue at Kent Career Tech Center.
Get a cookie or two, choose your EMT, nurse tech, welding, mechatronics, diesel, and or more. What an opportunity. Thanks to you both on behalf of Kent Career Tech Center. You take care.
Thank you.
The theme of our conversation is Gilda's Laugh Fest. 2026, that's the year, that's this year. Needing volunteers. March will be here before you know it, the 16th year of celebrating laughter for the health of it. Let's talk about the details with you, Leslie Hardebeck. Good morning, Leslie.
Good morning, Shelley.
Man, I think I can remember the first year and beyond. What an opportunity to continue to discuss the sustainability of this event, which means I hope a lot of money raised for your programs, Leslie.
Absolutely. It's probably our largest fundraiser event, but even more, I mean, obviously the money is very important, but getting the message out there about what Gilda's Club is all about, providing our free emotional cancer and grief programs. And in order to do it for free, we provide events like Laugh Fest that can bring in funds.
Yes.
And it's just a great way. I mean, March is such crummy weather. We're also tired of winter. It's a great way to laugh for the health of it. So it's not just a comedy festival. It's a laughter festival.
We know the seriousness that cancer can take, and of course, Gilda's Club Grand Rapids there for us. But yet, there is a reason for Laugh Fest, March 11th through 15th. You know, we'll talk more. But right now is the time for volunteer registration. Tell us more here.
Absolutely. Well, first off, this is our 16th year. We're pretty excited. And it's Gilda's Club 25th anniversary coming up in February. So We're looking for volunteers, obviously. And as you mentioned, it's March 11th through 15th. Last year, we had about 175 volunteers to make it work. And there's numerous opportunities. You can do things like ushering, taking tickets, helping with wayfinding and directions, and then some specialized jobs such as transportation, which are those valuable people that transport supplies, comedians, volunteers all around. You can collect donations at events. We call that our high five team. And there's office clerical functions, photography, social media. So we have registration coming, or we have orientation coming up on February 7th from 9 to 10 in the morning at Gilda's Club, which is located at 1806 Bridge Northwest, just off of Lake Michigan Drive in Colville. It's a great time to come, meet everybody, hear more about LaughFest and the positions. And it's just a great kickoff to the festival.
Wonderful. If one is unable to attend that particular day, I trust sign up anyway and you'll get your training as needed?
You can, yep. So if you want to register to volunteer, you go to the website, which is www.laughfestgr, all one word, laughfestgr.org/volunteer. And ideally, we'd love to have you come in person. For one thing, you get to see what Gilda's Club looks like, which is great, but they can make provisions to have it recorded. If you know, they will be recording it, and we'll be able to distribute it by video. But we hope
to see everyone there, and there is nothing like being together. And meeting fellow volunteers is always an opportunity as well. And you actually offer, and you will through this meeting on the 7th, of volunteer shift signups will begin right after orientations?
That's correct. And so you'll learn how to go about doing that. There's no minimum requirement in terms of time or number of events needed to volunteer. Some of our long-term volunteers do two different events a day. But, you know, it's 5 days of the festival, and you can do one shift, and you can do as many as you like. The events are all around Grand Rapids, except for our presenting sponsors, Gun Lake Casino, and they do sponsor one event. So that would be in Wayland, but otherwise everything else is local.
As it should be, as is Gilda's Club Grand Rapids, with I think you have an opportunity in Lowell as well.
In Lowell, yes, absolutely, yes.
Leslie Hardebeck with us discussing the details of LaughFest needing volunteers. That's you for the 16th year. Not to put you on the spot, but I imagine there's a person or two out there that's volunteered every year.
Yes, I have volunteered every year, and I've volunteered with Gilda's Club since even before they opened their doors 25 years ago. So it's a pretty special place to me.
Thank you for that. And obviously, I know, I'm sure there'll be some special anniversary doings where one can share their time, talents, and treasures for the next 25 years, yes?
Absolutely.
Gilda's LaughFest, volunteer registration, opening that orientation February 7th. One more time, Leslie, how do I find out more information?
Okay, go to our website, which is www.laughfestgr.org/volunteer to sign up. And you can even just go on our website and get information about LaughFest. All the events are posted there now. There's over 30 free and ticket events for the festival. So you can, you know, peruse it and see what all the different events are and what looks kind of interesting that you might like to volunteer for.
Yes, just do it. This sweet 16th edition, celebrating 25 years of Gilda's Club, and of course, LaughFest ready. All right, Leslie, thank you for your leadership and your volunteerism. We'll talk again. Take care.
Okay, thank you, Shelley.
Mathnasium is alive and well in Grand Rapids, expanding in more. Want to learn more about this unique center? We bring in the best, Joel Knox, in the house. Joel, good morning to you.
Thanks, Shelley. Appreciate you having me.
All right, Mathnasium has the word math in it.
It sure does. It sure does. So, we're math people. We're not English people. We took the word gymnasium and math and just squished them together. Right? So our whole thing is helping kids build confidence in math. So we attempt to meet every student where they are with a fully individualized curriculum and consistent practice. Kind of like just think about going to a gym, but for a student's math brain.
Cool. All right, some 101s. You have one studio, maybe a couple opening?
Yeah, we do. So we've had one existing location on 28th Street for several years now. And we recently made the decision to expand across West Michigan. So we have we opened one new location in Granville, just across from Rivertown's Crossing on Wilson Ave, 2 weeks ago. And then actually next week, we're opening our third location up north at the corner of Beltline and Plainfield.
Is this you and your wife making this happen?
It is. Yep. So we moved back to West Michigan about 4 years ago, and we made it our home. So we decided we want to double down on kind of on the community and our investment in the business community in West Michigan. So that's kind of what drove the expansion from one to three, and soon to be four centers when we add Portage sometime in Q2.
Careful what you wish for when you love math.
Yeah.
How does Mathnasium work, Joel?
Yeah, so I teased it a little bit earlier. At the end of the day, our goal is to build confidence in math. We meet every student where they are. So every student that walks in our front door, we start with an initial completely free consultation. Through that consultation, we'll go through kind of a series of just, an informal discussion with them, trying to get a sense for their level of confidence, where they struggle, where they might excel, which is equally important. From there, we go into a more formal diagnostic, and then we build a custom learning plan just for them. So it's not based on grade level. It's based on them and the goals that they have with their parents. Whether they're, we look at whether they want to catch up, whether they want to stay ahead. So we have students that might be in fourth grade and are at a first or second grade level. Conversely, we have students that are maybe in fourth grade and at a, sixth or seventh grade level, and everything in between.
Is this opportunity in addition to their reading, writing, arithmetic throughout the day?
It is. We always like to say our biggest competition isn't the folks down the street, it's time. We see our best results when kids come in the center twice a week is kind of our recommendation. It is in addition to school. There is no homework, right? So, they walk in the center, they do their thing, and they walk out.
Yes. And how do you make it fun?
Bribery?
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. Fun's kind of our thing. You walk in our centers, our instructors are, they're wearing math t-shirts, lots of high fives. We have, we'll call it ambient music in the background. We have a really robust, I guess you could say, reward system. So we tie achievement in the center to tangible rewards that kids actually want. The last fall, the big hit was the Lions mini helmet. We've got Pokemon cards that aren't sports fans, and it's all kinds of stuff. So that all combined with instructors that that like to have a little bit of fun and know that their goal is to help kids build confidence, not just survive a session. That all kind of adds to a pretty fun atmosphere for kids.
But it's different than private tutoring.
It is. Yep. There are certain similarities, but at the end of the day, if you think about private tutoring at its core, you have a tutor sitting across from a student working on their schoolwork. It works in some situations. And in fact, there are situations where we tell parents that actually they might get the results that they want better through private tutoring. The challenge is, though, for students that are trying to build confidence or looking to excel, there becomes single person dependency because they're used to that tutor sitting next to them working on their homework. Conversely, it's also range bound. So the thing that they're working on is what they have in school. But what they have in school might not actually be the thing that child needs. So sometimes they need some augmented curriculum, and that's a big part of what we do is kind of building that curriculum that's tailored just for that child.
Do you work with their 7 to 3 school, or do you pretty much work independently?
A little bit of both. So we do our best to kind of keep their teachers kind of actively apprised, and we open up a two-way dialogue when students first come in the center, just to make sure we're aware of what's going on, and if they choose to use it, they know what's going on. At the end of the day, though, I, you know, I feel for our teachers, right? They're working with 30 students, you know, 27 to 32, depending on which school district we're in Grand Rapids. And that's tough. So while we do try to share information, we fully appreciate that, it doesn't always marry up exactly.
Mathnasium expanding in Grand Rapids. Joel Knox in studio discussing the concept. And you give back while helping kids build confidence in math. Aren't you involved in the community?
Absolutely. I think, you know, my wife, Amy, and I have kind of a firm belief in the do well by doing good kind of principle. So a big part of why we do this is to kind of create an avenue to give back in the community. So in 2025 alone, we give back over $20,000 to Grand Rapids, kind of Grand Rapids area public schools and just education kind of endeavors, I guess you could say.
You for that, and well, keep doing it. You teach, just a couple minutes left, how you're different. You teach for understanding, personalized learning paths, and as you mentioned, kids have fun. And you've got girls and little guys involved here.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. From an instructor perspective, we value diversity in every sense of the word. Not every student learns the same. Not every student connects in the same way with every person. So we try to make sure that our instruction staff, in terms of the knowledge that they have, in terms of race, in terms of gender, in terms of religion, all of it, we try to have a nice blend across our instruction floor to make sure that we maximize our opportunity to truly kind of meet every student and connect with every student as the little humans that they are.
And again, what ages are you looking at here?
We're K through 12. Okay. So we have a curriculum for kindergarten and first grade, and then our kind of core personalized learning plans from grades basically 1 and 2 up to 12.
And what's your sweatshirt say?
I heart math.
Okay. As you should. There we are. So, Joel, three centers?
Three centers, yep. East side, north side, and west side.
There is no excuse to make contact. What's the first step?
Just go on our website, mathnasium.com. At the top right, you'll see pick your location, and you can pick whichever of our three kind of Grand Rapids area locations is closest to you. Come on in for a free consultation. It's no pressure. We're not selling cars. Worst case, you walk out with a better sense of what's going on with your student in math.
Yes, selling cars. Hopefully it's a little different these days, but I don't know. It's still, you got
no
to
car
put your armor
people.
Up. There we are. Mathnasium.com for more information, Joel.
Yep, mathnasium.com.
All right, let's go have fun. Thanks. Thanks, Joel. Enjoy your day.
Thanks, Sarah.
How about Junior Achievement of the Michigan Great Lakes? He's a big deal. President and CEO Bill Cordaire on the line. Let's talk all things Gen Alpha and what they need to be introduced to. Bill, always a pleasure. Good morning.
Hey, thank you, Shelley. Pleasure to be there. I'll tell you, it is crazy to see, what our current geopolitical just creating stress on students. We're seeing Gen Z focused on what they call doomsday spending, which is, they feel like there's no future. They're spending their money. They're not saving it, looking for immediate gratification rather than, long-term things like, buying a home or long-term financial stability, and that is running over to the to Gen Alpha, and what we're finding is, if you think about it, this is going to be the first group that literally will grow into a cashless society.
Just stopping in there, Bill, I guess more for me, Gen Alpha is the next phase, as they say, after Gen Z?
Yes, Gen Alpha are those that were born between 2012 and 2024.
Thank you for that. So here you are, Junior Achievement of the Michigan Great Lakes, strong, very strong in our own backyard. How do we move forward? How are you making sure that, good things can happen to this Gen Alpha?
Yeah, what we're finding is that progressive learning is critical. So, taking an approach where, you know, they're learning about financial literacy all through school, you know, from kindergarten through high school, ensuring that it's a deep understanding, you know, rather than just surface level knowledge. And what we're finding is hands-on and experiential learning, you know, is critical. So, you know, things like JA Finance Park, you know, for middle school and high school students, really allow those students to practice being an adult in a safe environment. You know, and also, you know, you think about it, when people use debit cards, you know, a lot of people are not using a check register to write down those electronic transactions. So there's a lot more young people that are overdrawing their banking accounts because they're just not keeping track of all these electronic purchases. You know, a pop at a gas station or food at a restaurant, you know, over time that adds up. And if they're not tracking it. So, you know, we're really focused, you know, obviously at Junior Achievement, this is what we've been doing since, you know, 1919 and in West Michigan since, you know, 1957. So, you know, taking business leaders and creating programs that, you know, really connect students and give them that deeper understanding and we're focusing on budgeting, you know, savings and investment, you know, credit and debt, learning about, you know, responsible credit use, risk management, assessing risk and learning how to use insurance. And at the same time, also really focusing on, you know, incoming careers, you know, creating access for students of every zip code to have an opportunity to work with a mentor, a JA volunteer, and to have these state-of-the-art hands-on curriculum and experiential learning center to really give them that, you know, hand up. And that's what we're really trying to do. You know, we really want to focus on those students being able to see that there's a bright future ahead. And with Junior Achievement, that's what we're really trying to do is whether it's kindergarten or 12th grade, we're really trying to show them that there is an opportunity for them.
Yes, Bill Cordero with us, President and CEO, Junior Achievement of the Michigan Great Lakes. Yes, talking about how this finance education needs to be part of the not only the Gen Z, but now Gen Alpha. So how does it work? Junior Achievement of the Michigan Great Lakes, how do the kids get involved and begin this necessary programming?
Certainly. Well, we work with local administrators, so we work with, you know, school district by school district, and you know, sometimes it's you know, a district has an engagement policy that says, okay, we're going to offer Junior Achievement in these specific grade levels, or in some instances it's a school by school approach. But we work, you know, eventually we get down to that teacher level, and we provide training for the teacher. We provide the materials. We help recruit the business person, and then they come into the classroom to deliver the curriculum. And, of course, with some of our new programs, you know, JA BizTown and JA Finance Park, where we have significant instructional content that's delivered by the teachers, so they go through a more comprehensive training, and then when they come to the facility for the one-day experiential learning, you know, we have business people in all of the various storefronts that then interact with the students while they're running the town or building their family budget. And then we even started last year, we started a JA BizTown summer camp. So we have a week-long summer camp for those students that either participated and want to go through the experience again, or for school districts that maybe aren't participating, it gives parents an option to be able to send their students to a full week experience. So we served a little over 51,000 students last year, and we're shooting for 60,000 students this year. We had over 1,900 volunteers from the community. That were trained and served as role models for these students.
And you continue to need those volunteers moving forward, Bill?
We do. The demand for the programs continue to grow, especially with, the state of Michigan passing the new financial literacy graduation requirements. And so so there's more demand for our high school programs. And so, volunteers are critical. And we're trying to, create new partnerships with other organizations and trying to provide opportunities, for them to make a difference in their communities. So, it's been an exciting, last 4 or 5 years with all the changes and obviously the need for what we do is, it's always been there, but it's just more important now than ever. And, kids have to have both the skill set and the mindset, to be successful. And then you've also probably heard this old adage before. I can't be it if I can't see it. So, for a lot of students, their interactions with their JA volunteer opens a world that they never knew was possible before that experience.
Yes, I've always heard of that relationship, so I'm so glad it continues under your leadership. All right, good things happening under your leadership, Junior Achievement of Michigan of Great Lakes. Yes, let's get the personalized financial education on top of all of our Gen Alphas, if not adults as well. How do we find out more information, Bill Cordaire?
Well, if anyone's interested in volunteering or if you're a parent looking for more information or a school district, go to michigangreatlakes.ja.org.
As easy as that. All right, Bill, see you out and about. You do good things. Take care to you and those underneath you when they're in the learning zone. All right, man, take care.
Yeah.
Well, have you gotten your Pilates in for the morning? I imagine my next guest has, or at least maybe she's taught a class or seen a class, or better yet, she's here to talk about it. Beauvais Pilates is a world-class studio founded right here in Grand Rapids. It's expanding. There's been a celebration of the grand opening, so let's all do Pilates together. I only get the best. Good that you are here, Ame Beauvais, and that's Beauvais, not Beauvais.
Yes.
Because it's spelled like Beauvais. But we digress. Ame, I'm glad you are here. What is Pilates?
Well, Pilates was developed by Joseph Pilates, and he developed it because he was overcoming physical limitations and weaknesses in his own body, and he didn't want to settle for a life of discomfort and pain in his own body, so he researched many different modalities at the time and came up with a system for overcoming that. And he was very strong. He modeled for anatomical charts in his time. He was a boxer. He was a skier. And so it's really a story of triumph, of not settling. And now his technique is becoming super popular. I mean, it is very popular across the country, around the world, for helping everybody feel fantastic, feel strong, supple, flexible, balance, coordination. It actually checks off a lot of boxes.
When did you come to know Pilates?
I started over 26 years ago, so I've been in the industry a long time. I'm a pioneer, really. So for what you're seeing today, the big boom, I was one of those pioneers that led the way, doing it when nobody knew what Pilots was. That's a little insider joke because it was pronounced wrong for so long. But now everyone's talking about it, and I'm so excited. So excited to be part of the innovation of what's coming next, the next evolution. And that's Beauvais Pilates really represents my life's work of over 26 years in the industry as a leader and bringing that to Grand Rapids, Michigan.
And you're busy.
Yeah,
yes,
super busy.
You have to be because you're expanding.
Yeah.
Yes.
So our first studio was in East Grand Rapids. I founded that in 2007, and it's booming, bursting at the seams. We love it. We've got lots of members there. We're doing about 70 group classes a week and then 350 private lessons a month. That's incredible. So then we opened a second location on Beltline near Knapp's Corner. That just opened 2 weeks ago. Super excited. And that has two purposes. One is it is a full-service Pilates studio with the group and private, but it's also a regional training center in partnership with Balance Body, which is the world's largest Pilates company and leader, not only nationally but internationally. So I'm a master Pilates instructor in partnership with them, and that is a center for teaching people to become Pilates instructors. So a lot of my work is around that, and we're getting people studying with us not only locally, regionally, but like flying in and driving in from all over. So Grand Rapids is on the map as a Pilates Education Center as well. And our new Knapp Corner location represents growth in that area.
Nice. And it's called Beauvais Pilates.
Yeah.
There we are. All right. Is just more basics of how to get involved locally, perhaps just doing Pilates. Do you work through a membership?
Yeah. So we do memberships. So like I said, the group classes, we do offer a private or a free intro class, yeah. And we do also offer the private lessons. Mm-hmm. Either way, it's a great way to start. I would say a lot of people don't necessarily know exactly what Pilates is.
That was my next question. Is it aerobics?
No. So there is a lot of things that Pilates will contribute to your fitness menu, I would say. So if you thought of your fitness program as having different nutrients that you'd need when you're eating. So you need protein, you know, you need your vegetables, you need your Pilates fulfills every category except cardio. So yes, I hear that you're a runner.
Yes. Yes, so I would need Pilates in my life.
Exactly. So it does not fulfill what running would fulfill because that's the cardiovascular side. However, when I'm speaking with runners, I always say, how long do you want to run for? And they say, forever. And if you don't want injuries from your running, from the repetitive motion, if you want to balance your body and move in different ways that you don't get in that, Pilates would be perfect because it's going to do your flexibility training, the mechanical rebalancing, right? So making sure that the muscles around your hips and your knees and your ankles are being developed in a balanced way to sustain the sport of your choice. And also kind of a restoration, right? So letting your body recover, because that recovery phase is important for performance and longevity, whether it's running or any other sport or activity, or maybe just shoveling your driveway on a cold winter Michigan morning.
That's what the exercise of choice is legally probably should, at least the sidewalks. What about Pilates versus yoga?
They are similar in the sense that both Pilates and yoga are mind-body fitness category, meaning that we're asking you to be mentally present during the workout. There's also quite a strong emphasis on breath, so centering the body through breath, slowing down the movement, being present. But they are completely two different systems, can be very complementary. Some of our members do both, or one may resonate better with you than another, right? Some of the differentiators are Pilates is based in movement, whereas yoga is based on a series of poses. So in a way, we're exactly the same and exactly different at the same time. So we are looking at movement mechanics in the body. How does the muscles around your knee or your hip or your core work together through a movement pattern? And so we're training movement patterns in Pilates. So there's a few other differentiators, but that's a good starting point to see how they may seem similar from the surface, but are focused on a slightly different aspect.
What does one wear to their first class?
Well, similar to what you'd wear in yoga, something stretchy that you can move freely in, comfortable. We do wear grip socks, sticky socks now, so for hygiene and so your feet don't slide around. No shoes, because we actually want to train the muscles of the feet a little bit more. So there's 200,000 nerve endings on the bottom of your feet, and those nerve endings are there to help initiate the kinetic chain, inform the kinetic chain of your body. So when we put our feet in shoes, we kind of dumb down the sensory system. We want to take off our shoes in Pilates, just like they do in yoga, so that your feet start to really feel all that information, and then that helps to make your body function at a higher level.
Can't do that in running, although there are some.
They tried. There was a trend for a while, but I think people went to that too fast. It's like you have to progressively condition your body into that. Don't just take your shoes off all of a sudden. Nice. I agree.
So your new store on East Beltline, literally Knapp's Corner, is available for Pilates people.
Yeah, I think the best way is just try it. I can try to describe it. I've spent my whole career, 26 years, trying to describe what Pilates experience is. And there really is no description, because it's an experience. It's an internal experience, meaning it's the way we cue the muscles from the inside out. And that's very difficult to look at in a picture or an image, because it's happening inside of you, the change that's happening. And this is where skillful instructors are really important. And of course, as the regional training center with Balanced Body, our instructors are very, very highly trained, leading the industry. And for the results that you're going to get from Pilates, you want to be with a properly educated instructor. Like, who wants to waste their time, money, or energy on less than excellence? This is what Beauvais represents, is the best of the best. We're bringing you the top education right here to Grand Rapids, Michigan.
And we top it off with the top spokesperson, Amé Beauvais. All right. How do we find out more information about Beauvais Pilates and more?
You can go to our website, BeauvaisPilates.com, or visit us on Instagram or Facebook, and we'd be happy to get you in for a free trial class to experience it for yourself.
Wonderful. It'll get you hooked, I bet. All right, take care. Do you do this like 3 days a week?
I'm in the studio almost every day these days, so I get all the benefits. But I love to do other things too. Like I said, it's complementary to all the other things that you love to do. If you have a body, then Pilates is for you.
That's good. That's us all. Thanks, Amé. Take care. All right. Put that on the list, as they say. Stephanie Meyer, for your inspiration for the day. This is heavy. It's not the face, but the expressions on it. It's not the voice, but what you say. It's not how you look in that body, speaking of, but the thing you do with it. Ooh, you are beautiful, she says. There we go. Hope you enjoyed the show. I'm Shelley Irwin. Have a great weekend. And I guess I'll say it. Stay warm. Take care.